Hello, 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 hello. Great people of God, hallelujah. 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 Revival is here. Revival is here. All right, I'm just here to do the announcement. I'm telling you, I'm excited this morning. Hallelujah. Okay, now, calm myself down. I want to talk about the Connect Room. Do we have any visitors here, first-time visitors? Could I see your hands, first-time visitors? Welcome. Let's give them a hand praise. Thank you for being here. You could have chosen anywhere else, but I believe the Holy Ghost sent you here today to get a special blessing. So we're asking that you would visit our Connect Room, which is going to be on my left here after the service. And you'll be introduced to some of the staff that's here, and they can answer any questions that you might have. And hopefully we'll see you again. All right. So now let's talk about Women's Weekend. Women's Weekend. Give it a whoo-hoo. Yes. Our mother in the Lord is going to be speaking on Friday evening, and the service is going to be from 7 to 9. If you have not registered for that service, we're asking that you please, please, please go online and register. You will miss a treat if you miss it. The event is going to be not only on Friday night, but also on Saturday. We'll be having a brunch as well. So let's give God a praise for our mother in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. I love you. We just came back from camp meeting.
Yes.
Pastor Patricia. What? Oh, you didn't?
Oh. Here. Come finish your announcements.
Well, are they any good?
Yeah.
Oh, they're good ones.
I think they are.
We have more announcements.
Sorry, Pastor Patricia. I got excited.
We are all excited. I just want to talk about the 21 days of praise.
Yay. Oh,
hallelujah. Let me tell you something. 21 days of praise. We're going to start on May 9th, going through our 21 days, and it's going to begin every evening from Tuesday through Friday, I think it is, at 7 o'clock. We'll be here for an hour maybe. Never know what the Holy Ghost is going to do, because we're going to have a Holy Ghost revival up in here. Let me tell you. So come with expectation for that. Also, I'm going to make it quick, Pastor. The Uproar Youth Service will also be. Let's give them a, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. All right. It will be every Sunday, during the second service after worship in the sanctuary. And it says from grade 7th to 12th graders are invited to attend the Uproar. All right, Pastor, take it over. Hallelujah. Hey.
Praise the Lord. Don't you love Pastor Patricia?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Her and Pastor George are an amazing gift to this church.
Amen.
And they have been on staff now here probably, I want to say, 6 to 8 months. And they've been coming here for a period of time. We also want to introduce to you another young couple. They don't know I was going to do this, but we're going to introduce another young couple. Why don't you come on up here, guys? As you know, we are starting a new campus in Geneva, New York. In October is the brand new campus we're starting in Geneva, New York. Well, Pastor Obi's over the Bible school. And one of the parts of Bible school, some of you don't know, we are now the only extension campus for Southeastern University, Assemblies of God College down in Southern Florida. So we are the only ones here in New York. And so that's awesome. But we also have our own Bible school, which is Remnant Bible College. And Pastor Obina Igbo has been the dean and will remain the dean. But we needed some directors. And we have brought on this week this young couple, Brother Tim and
Noel.
I know your name. I was just getting ready to say she's grown up in this house.
Amen.
Noel, and they're gonna be taking over that posture and position of being the directors of the Bible school, hands-on every single day, as well as they're gonna be taking over and awaken. Because we're going to be making Pastor Obi so busy, he's not even going to know his name. Amen.
Yes.
You're going to have to put a name card on him to visit home. Amen. So it is going to be a great season of growth for the house of God in Geneva, and also for our Bible school students that are going to start coming in. We just came back from Brother Ted's camp meeting down in West Virginia. I've talked to pastors, and they're going to be sending students. So we're going to have a whole new group of students that are going to be coming in. It's going to be a great season. Can you welcome with us Pastor Tim and Pastor Noel?
Amen.
You're so pretty.
Thank you. God is surely expanding his kingdom, isn't he? He wants revival all over the earth, and it is happening.
I should kiss you right now.
Let's pray. We're going to open in prayer. His son is saying no from behind us.
Hey, let's have Ariel give her a testimony.
Yes, absolutely. Ariel, please share your testimony of the power of God. God is truly working.
Really, really quickly, 5 years ago, my brother was diagnosed with lung cancer. So they removed a part that was cancerous. And then 2 years ago, they diagnosed him with not only lung cancer again, but bone marrow cancer. So we've been praying for him since November, December of last year. He went to the doctor a month ago. They said that the mass in the lung had shrunk. So we thank God for that. Then he went this week and... Sorry, I'm trying not to cry. Then he went this week, and they told him that there was no more mass on the lung. And also the bone marrow cancer that they said he had was gone, too. So we give God the glory for that. We give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Come on now. I got a reason to shout.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor,
amen.
Open in prayer.
Hallelujah. Jesus, you are awesome, God.
Yes, you are.
You are so great and so mighty. We just
Hallelujah.
Love you. We worship
Rebea
you. We honor
Rebea
you.
Está.
We lift you up over
Jesus,
everything today. Everything
the honor,
that we
God.
Came in with, God, we lift you up
yes,
above it. And
yes,
we know that
yes,
every knee,
yes,
everything that's been named must
yes,
bow to you
in Jesus'
right
name.
Now.
That's right.
Lord, right now it must bow. It's broken
Hallelujah.
Over us. God, we are changing forward. In your mighty name
yes.
we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's worship.
Hallelujah. Come on up. If you're going to come, come on up. I really just feel to go in. So we're just going to go in.
Something happens when I call your name. Something
and shout it out. Say when I think about Jesus and what he's done for me. Say when I think about Jesus. Say I could shout. Praise this morning. Come on and give God a shout of praise this morning. All right. So I really feel like we should dance for our victory, right? We should dance for our victory, right? No matter if you know how to dance or not, dancing is not what matters, but it's mattering giving God praise, right? So we're going to sing that one more time. When I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, say, when I think about Jesus, say, I could dance. Come on and dance, y'all. Say, all night. Hey. Come on, y'all. Give them more. And say, I feel good this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's so amazing. God, you sent your son to die for us. So we must be worth something. We must be worth something. Something so perfect. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Your holy love. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell. Come on and sing it out. Say, you thought I
was saving.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. And you cleaned me up. You thought I was to die. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell. Come on with everything, say you thought I was to die. So you. And you clean me up inside. some voices, sing hallelujah. Say, hallelujah, glory to the God who changed my life. And I will praise you, I'll worship you, I'll give you love, because I am free, because I am whole, and I will tell everyone I know what can wash away my sin. It's nothing but the it's nothing but the blood of Jesus. nothing. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sing, it's nothing but the blood. It's nothing but the blood. Oh, it's nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Come on, last time, sing low, sing low. And oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. It's no nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sing that again. Say it's nothing. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's nothing but the blood Jesus. Come on and testify, say, nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sing, it's nothing but the blood. Nothing but the nothing but the blood. Lord, it's your blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. And thank you for the blood of Jesus. I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. Come on and sing that. Say, come wash me in the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We honor you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let him minister to you right now. We receive, we receive, we receive Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we love you this morning. God, we love you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody that could wash away our sins but you, Jesus. Nobody that can change us from within but your blood. Today we thank you for the blood. We thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you that you gave all that we could have all. Thank you, Jesus, that you paid the price for our sin, that you took away what we deserve, that we can have hope and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Today we honor you. Thank you for the blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. How many of you are glad for the blood this morning? Amen. Me too. You may be seated. We're going to receive communion this morning. I love communion. I think it's such an important thing. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. We're remembering what the blood actually means. So many people, they get good and religious, but there is a principle that is base in our life, and that is that we have communion with Christ. How many of you are glad that he died on the cross for you? Amen. Not many of you. I said, how many of you are glad that he died on the cross for you? As an old song goes, when I was in darkness, you gave me light. I got a reason to shout. That's an old song that I like to sing. Yeah, my wife's starting to move already. Hallelujah. I've got a reason to shout. I was in darkness, but God brought me out. And I'm here to testify and tell you about my wonderful reason to shout. Some of us have lost our shout. We've forgotten how close we need to stay to the cross. This is not about you and I being good folk. It's about you and I being washed in the blood of Jesus. There are a lot of good folk that aren't going to heaven. A lot of sincere people that are not going to heaven. There's only one name under heaven which while you shall be saved. It is the name of Jesus. Today, if you're watching online, we're going to take communion. So why don't you run to your refrigerator real quickly. Grab out the best juice you got. Grab a cracker. And you can have communion with. Amen. If you did not receive a communion cup, would like to take communion with us, if you just slide your hand up, the ushers are ready right now. They're going to be passing them out. As they're doing that, we just came back from Brother Ted's camp meeting down in West Virginia. We take the staff there every single year. And we do that because I believe it's important to remember our roots. Amen. You know, we have a tremendous spiritual heritage at this church. A.A. Allen, R.W. Shambach. We've been tutelaged under Brother Ted Shuttlesworth Sr. And then we're here. And I was excited to bring a whole group of young people this week. They were under the age of 20, a large group of them, down to the camp meeting. And the reason for that is we have to have our next layer of leaders. Amen. And we are not going to be Baptist. Just want you to know that. If you feel uncomfortable in this church, well, good. Somebody says, you guys are too loud. What are you going to do when you get to heaven? There's no corners to hide in. Amen. You know, when you get to heaven, when you see Jesus face to face, it's not going to be this quiet little utterance. You're going to do one of two things. You're either going to dance for the first time in your white self. Amen. Or you're going to fall on your face as dead, one or the other. And one way or the other, you're going to give him glory. So I figure we should get our dance down a little bit now. Amen. There's nobody more opaque than your pastor. And I get a little groove going, Don. Every once in a while, I was taught how to groove without looking foolish. Amen. But you got to start moving. Amen. Listen, some of you used to be in the bars. You were always drunk. You were drunks. You go out on Saturday night and you party till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and pick somebody up you never even met before. We won't go there. You put a shade on your head. You act so unique. But you come to God's house and you stand there and you're so tight. You're so rigid. Listen now, you were inebriated with alcohol. You had spirits in you. Well, that's what it's called, right? Wine and spirits. So you didn't mind letting loose when you had the spirits in you. But I want you to know you got the Spirit of God in you. So you can move. It's all right. Amen? No lampshades, please. And no leotards either. Amen. One time we were at the school and a lady came with this big bag. I'm talking, it was a big sports bag. She brought it in. She went to the back of the sanctuary, and all of a sudden, Josiah came up to me, and he said, we got a problem. I said, what's the problem? He said, she's got like 6 changes of clothes in there, all different color leotards for the different songs that she would get, and she had these big flags, and we would let her know that no leotards allowed, amen, and she got loud over the leotard, and decided to move on. Amen. Some other church would enjoy her ministry. Glory to Jesus. But today, it's okay to move. You've got to be happy. Say amen. Amen. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength, not the depression. Amen. It's the joy of the Lord. Sometimes you just got to laugh to laugh. Sometimes you got no reason to laugh, but you got to laugh in the devil's face. Let him know he's already whooped and defeated. Can I hear an amen? You got to call it before you get it. Praise the Lord. All of that to say, let's take communion. I love communion because it reminds me of what Jesus did on the cross. I speak the covenant all the time. I want to remind you, if you're in the room and say you're a dad in here and you have children at home, or your grandma or grandpa and your family's not saved, I want to tell you how I pray. I pray often, not every day, but often. I pray the covenant often. You see, there's one thing that God cannot go against is his covenant. God cannot lie. I said, God cannot lie. And God cut a covenant with us. And the covenant is yea and amen. Number one, that the blood of Jesus washes away our sins. How many of you glad that Jesus washed away your sin? How many of you are pretty messed up? You know what the wild part is? Is even the people that weren't all messed up, maybe you grew up in church, but until the blood was applied, you were going to the same hell as those who are all messed up. Say amen. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. But the blood, it changes our life. Changes us from darkness to light. You change kingdoms. Brother Ted just taught on that. Bishop did too. Change kingdoms. I did a whole year on kingdom. You might want to go back and rewatch that. Whole year on kingdom. Because we have to be kingdom people. We are kingdom minded because we are kingdom bound. And today, the blood washes away your sin. We also have the cracker. This is not a cracker. I don't know what this is. And whenever you take this, you're taking it by faith. Amen. You like that? I think it's styrofoam, I think. But it's our representation. If you've come from a Catholic background, they've taught you that this is the actual physical blood of Jesus and this is the physical body of Jesus. It's neither. It is almost juice and an almost cracker. But what it represents is what Jesus did on the cross. And then the last part of the covenant is prosperity. So I speak it over my life all the time. I speak it over my family. I speak it over you. God, I thank you that not one will be lost to sin. That not one will not only be lost to sin, but every single one will fulfill their destiny and their purpose of being on this planet. Thank you for the blood, Jesus, that makes us new every day. And then I declare over my family, I declare over you, Jesus, I thank you that there is no sickness, there is no disease, there is no maiming, there is no wounding, there are no growths. And there are no spirits of infirmity that are allowed on our body because by your stripes we were healed. And then I speak. That's right. That's the old word. That's the past tense thing. Here it is. You ready? Then I declare over my family and I declare over you. Oh God, I pray that you will prosper in all things and be in good health, even as our soul prospers, that God will be healthy inside, will be healthy emotionally, healthy mentally, and that God, we will prosper in finances, that the world is going to have to sit back and go. Well, I don't know about that. Then don't ever read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, because you can't find one poor patriarch. Amen. Prosperity is part of our covenant with God. And so this morning, I want you to do this. I want you to do it a little bit different. If you have children, and maybe you don't have children, maybe you're not even married yet, I want you to start prophesying over your family that you're going to have, I don't know when it's going to happen. Brother Mo, you don't know, but Brother Ted, prophesy. Amen. Some girl coming along. She's going to be cute. Amen. You can prophesy over your future. So this is what I want us to do. Let's take the cup. This is all found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Jesus was around in the Last Supper, and he took the cup. He said, this is my blood of the new covenant. And this is what I want you to do. Say it with me. Jesus, I speak over my family. I speak over my future family. I speak over our church family. That not one will be lost, but all will come to repentance and will not only get saved, but will fulfill every purpose of our life. The reason why you have us here. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's partake together. Grab that wafer thing. Pray with me. Jesus, I thank you. My body, my family's body, my church body, and my future, that there is no sickness, there is no disease, there is no maiming, there is no wounding, there are no growths, and there are no spirits of infirmity that are allowed on our body. We command it right now. Get out in Jesus' name. By your stripes, I was healed. Let's partake together. And then pray this with me. Jesus, I'm mentally sane. I'm emotionally whole. And I declare that I will prosper in every area of my life. I call increase, increase, increase in every area of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't you love communion? See, when you understand communion, it's more than let's just get a drink and wash it down with a, let's get a cracker and wash it down. When I was a kid, that's what we used to do. We used to wait till after service, and there were leftover communion cups with juice in it and crackers. And we'd run up, Uncle Wayne and I would run up, and we'd just start eating until Uncle Harold caught us. This is not a snack time. Say amen. This is remembrance time. Praise the Lord. Let's welcome Pastor Rhonda Jean as she comes.
Did he pull out the middle name? Come on. I just want to say what an awesome family, body of Christ that you are. My good friend Susan Carberry stood up here last week with Compassion International and compelled us to take care of the poor and the needy. And she talked to the director. And normally when churches do that, they get 3 to 5 children sponsored. Isn't that terrible? That's just terrible. 3 to 5 children is all. And our church on the very first day had 15 children sponsored. Some of these children have been waiting over a year to be, they don't get to go to school, they don't get to eat, they don't get further in anything without being sponsored. So we were driving down to camp meeting, and this scripture that I read jumped off the page, and it's Psalms 41, 1 through 3, and it said, "Blessed is he who considers the poor." Here's the blessing right here. It says, "Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him in his sickbed." That's what the Word of God says about those that consider the poor. And it's so easy for us to just be like, oh yeah, that's their problem. When I read that scripture, I didn't sign up on Sunday. I didn't do it. I was busy. You know, I got distracted talking to people. I immediately messaged her. "I need a child now, today. I'm not waiting. Here's my credit card. Sign me up." So we have a young boy from Haiti that we're now sponsoring. So she has a table set up today. So if you would go out there and consider the poor, there are a slew of promises that God has for those that consider the poor. Amen. And you know, he cares so much about our finances. He cares so much. He wants us to, it says, "But beloved, above all things, I want you to prosper and be in good health." That's what God's word is to us. He wants to do that, but we've got to get control of our heart over money. We've got to make sure our heart is submitted to the word of God in our finances. And then in every season, no matter what it is, that's the awesome part, is not only does he bless our money, but it says he'll rebuke the devourer. He'll keep sickness from us. He'll sustain us on our sickbed. I mean, those are promises to people that are givers in the kingdom of God. In Malachi 3, it tells us all about the promises. So we need to make sure, and I love this house so much. Like, there's nothing greater than watching people give joyfully. Bishop preached on Wednesday night, Thursday night at camp meeting. And it was the most incredible thing to watch people so excited to get lining up to be able to give their finances, knowing what it does when we take our money out of this natural realm and we put it in the supernatural realm. It is incredible what God will do when we get our heart settled with our finances in obedience to God and we give joyfully. Man, and once you start doing it, then you get more and more excited about giving. Like, I'm telling you, giving is addictive. I can't even outgive God. I'm trying. God and I are in this competition. It is ridiculous. The other day, even, I was sewing, and while I was sewing on my Cash App, I get a Cash App back in for more than the amount that I even sewed. I mean, I can't outgive God. It becomes fun. one to try to compete with God in giving. He just pours out blessings that you can't even contain. I am ridiculously blessed, and I am unashamed about it. I don't care. You can talk about me all you want. I am unashamed that I am ridiculously. I mean, it's stupid. I live way better than my what is it? W-2 paycheck. I live way better than what that W-2 says, because I am blessed, because I do not leave my money in this natural realm. As often as I can and as much as I can, I get it in the supernatural realm, because serving a supernatural God is awesome. That means in any season, Isaac in Genesis 26, it was drought and famine, and he sowed and he prospered even in that time. You want to prosper through this next drought that's being predicted? You sow, and guess what? The children of God are going to be the ones that stay on top through it all. I have no fear for the future, because I've taken my money out of this natural realm and I put it in the supernatural realm. If you're ready to give with me, stand. I went much longer than I intended to. Just got excited about it. I'm sorry. Now you can either bring your offerings to the front, put your mask on as you come, or if you're uncomfortable with that, you can save it and you can give as you leave. There'll be a bucket in the back. But the word of God says in Malachi 3, bring the tithe. All right, I got to stop. Let's just make our supernatural declaration. Let's make our supernatural declaration for the Lord. It says, if I obey, then I am blessed going in. I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse. Ways that you can give too. So be a part, be a giver in the kingdom of God. Sorry.
Take your Bible, not mine. Been so blessed. Brother Ted Shuttlesworth is going to be doing some tent revivals in the month of May and June, and we are going to go down and help him. Not me, we. So if you would like to go down to North Carolina and maybe give a few days to help with the tent revivals that they'll be having, If you could make your way out to the foyer after service and sign up. They don't even have a list out there, so I know that's going to happen as I'm talking. Something is being created in the foyer to be able to have people sign up for that. Amen? So that's going to be a great time of going down and doing that. We are also doing Rock the City. They have changed the name on me, and I am not allowing it to be changed. We're doing Rock the City at the end of August. We're going to be giving away a car. We're going to be, we're working right now to bring in a young man who moves in the miraculous, and he does outdoor services all the time, all the way around the world. We're bringing, looking to bring him in and looking to have the rules changed, glory to God, in New York State. If not, we're just doing it anyways. I'm sorry if I offended you. We're still doing it. There comes a time when the church has got to stop being hindered. We are the hope of the world. The hope of the world isn't Dr. Fauci. The hope of the world isn't the CDC. The hope of the world is Jesus. Jesus is the healer. Amen. Jesus is a miracle worker. Brother Johnson, Pastor Johnson, he was so funny. And if you haven't got a chance to watch those, you can jump on Ted Shuttlesworth Faith Alive and watch the services. I would encourage you to do that. But Pastor Johnson, he's a pastor out of Roxboro, North Carolina. Tremendous man of God. He picked it up and he goes, I want you to see my mask. The Word of God. Amen. You know, it's important to know that the Word of God, the church has lost the power of the blood. We trust more in our doctors, and I love doctors. We trust more in doctors, we trust more in our government than we do in the Word of God and Jesus Christ, and it's time to return, amen? The revival of the Word is that we trust God above all things. Say amen or oh my. Amen or oh my. Amen. I'll say amen for you. Glory to Jesus. I'm excited today. I told you I was going to be preaching on this, on how to know if you're hearing the voice of God. A lot of people struggle. They struggle because they hear a lot of voices. It's very unique when people come up to me and say, I hear voices. And so immediately I'm getting ready to cast the devil out. Amen. But there are people that hear voices that are God. And it's God speaking to people. I want you to know that when you start talking to someone that, well, I hear from God, they look at you like you got 26 heads. Amen. But the fact is, as a believer, if you're not hearing from God, then you're not listening. God is speaking to you. I said, God is speaking to you. We talked about how to walk in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if you don't walk in the Spirit by hearing from the Word of God and hearing from the Spirit of God, then you're going to struggle in your walk with God. The Lord wants you to understand His voice. This is not for the preacher. This is for every single believer. This is for every one of us. God wants to speak to you. God wants you to know His voice. When you don't know His voice, you are going to struggle in your relationship with Jesus. Now, I want you to know one of the very first things that will always stop the voice of God in your life is sin. We look at sin these days and we don't see an immediate retribution. So therefore, we look at sin and say, well, I got away with it. I want you to know there is always a price to sin. For the wages of sin is death. Adam and Eve, when Eve sinned, she said, the devil's like, you shall not surely die, because she didn't die physically, but she died spiritually. You see, when you're not right with God, your spiritual man is not in tune. You must get the sin out. Shout it out loud with me. Get the sin out. Shout it out loud. Get the sin out. Come on, if you don't get the sin out, sin will kill you. And it will destroy your life with God. You must hear from God, but if you've got sin in your life, you're not going to hear from God. In fact, you will start hearing other voices. As a believer, this is imperative for us to know. You don't mind, I'm going to teach a little bit today rather than preach. Is that all right? You need to know how to know the voice of God. Now, for me, I hear from God all the time. Now, he's not sitting up there, and we're not sitting down at a table, and I do know there are some crazy people out there. I knew these crazy people. They actually set a plate for Jesus, forks and knives, a plate and a glass at the head of the table, every time meal was, and they waited for Jesus to physically show up and have a meal with them. And they weren't happy until they talked with Jesus at the front of the table. I want you to know that that is crazy. Turn to someone and say, don't be crazy. We got a bunch of nuts, fruits, and flakes in the kingdom of God. We got a bunch of wackos who say the dumbest things, do the dumbest things, and blame God for it. And the world looks at us and say, now that's crazy. Now, I'm not saying that the things that happen with God make sense to the people of the world, but they're not crazy. The Bible says in Isaiah 43, 19, our verse for the year, listen quick, carefully, I'm about to do a new thing. Now, let me tell you how much this is a word from the Lord. On the way back yesterday from West Virginia, we're going through Pennsylvania, and we saw a billboard with this verse on it. God prophesying all over the whole earth. Isn't that cool? A billboard with this verse, that's all that was on there, this verse. Because God is about to do a new thing. And if you and I are not paying attention, we're going to miss it. I'm actually reading the verse in a paraphrased version. If you and I are not paying attention, we're going to miss the third great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that final move of God on the planet before the trumpet of God sounds. The Bible says, I'll even put a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, which means signs and wonders are going to be part of this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You just heard it this morning. Some people say, well, I've never seen a miracle. You just heard Ariel share a miracle that happened right there. That miracle about somebody having cancer and there is no more cancer in their body. You heard my wife's testimony years ago, how God set her free. It was a miraculous outpouring where once in it, she wrote it in a book, God cannot lie. She had cancer and then no cancer. And all the doctor's proof that you need with pictures to help along if you don't read well. But the fact is that miracles are normal. Turn to someone and say, miracles are normal. But miracles are normal in the house and family of God. When we are hearing from God, if the church does not hear from God, then we'll not move in miracles and signs and wonders. What do you mean by that, Pastor? Because God is going to use you. These signs shall follow them that believe. If you're a believer, jump to your feet and shout, I am. I did that so we can have an altar call. Amen. All those who did not stand, just as I am. If you're born again and you got the Holy Ghost inside of you, jump to your feet and shout, I am. The devil's afraid of what you just did. Why? Because if you are a believer, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. If they touch any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. And when they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. There are miracles in your hands, signs and wonders waiting to be released. But if you never listen to the Spirit of God, you'll never pay attention of where to release the power. God will call you one day walking down Walmart. And all of a sudden, he's going to say, go to aisle 5. I don't even know what's in aisle 5. Go to aisle 5. And you're going, I don't even know what's in aisle 5. But it doesn't matter because God's got an assignment for you. But if you're not listening, the person in aisle 5 is not going to hear the gospel, the blood that will wash away their sins, or they won't have the hands laid on them and their body be miraculously healed right in aisle 5 of Walmart. The church has got to start hearing. The church has got to start paying attention. There's a voice. It's the voice of the Holy Ghost. And we've got to know the voice of the Spirit. How do I know that? Romans chapter 8, verse 14 says this, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God, which means if you are not led by the Spirit of God, you are probably not the child of God. A lot of people say they're going to heaven. A lot of people say they know God. They did that little prayer when they're 5 years old. They've lived like hell and Satan ever since. They're putting their faith in that nice little prayer they prayed. But I work out my salvation with fear and trembling. I walk out my relationship with God as a relationship because that's what Christ came to restore, not a religious institution. It's time to recognize that God has a body and each one of us are called to do the same exact thing. Somebody said to me, I don't know my ministry. I'm going to tell you your ministry. The Bible says, preach the gospel. These signs shall follow them that believe. You're a devil caster outerer. Turn to someone and say, I'm a devil caster outerer. Shout, I'm a tongue talker. Amen. Say, I got divine protection. And shout it out loud, I got healing in my hands. That's who you are. When you're led by the Holy Ghost, when you're led by the Spirit of God, when you are led by Him, God will use you in these principles. It is normal. Shout it out loud. The supernatural is normal in my life. So many different types of voices out there right now. So many believers listening to voices other than God. And here's a problem. This is why the church, listen, we were just down talking to some of the pastors in Atlanta. Actually, I was just talking to one of the pastors this morning on text. I met him this week for the very first time. And he's all excited to get behind the pulpit this morning. And what we found out was that 2/3 of the churches in Atlanta, Georgia are still not open. What voice are you listening to? Somebody texted my wife not too long ago, said, well, I don't know if I feel really, you know, led by God to go to the church yet. Well, then you're listening to the wrong voice. Because the voice of the Lord is very clear. It's written in text. We've got to make a decision which voice we're going to listen to. And every one of us are listening to voices in our heads. Say amen. Amen. Well, I don't listen to anybody. Well, then you really are messed up because you're listening to somebody. Can I hear an amen? Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Wear two masks. Get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. And even if you are vaccinated, you still are, it's not good. Go to church, don't go to church. Hug your family, don't hug your family. Chief, church is unsafe. No, church is safe. God is good. God can't save you. This is bad. No, this is good. Sin is acceptable. Sin's not acceptable. The Bible's not for today. No, the Bible is for today. There are so many voices, and they're in different paradigms. But as a Christian, as in a believer, we have to make a choice. Whose voice is loudest in our life? Who are we listening to more than anybody else? Who is the one that is directing our lives? And these are the children of God who are led by the Spirit of God. We've got a lot of Christians who are led by many other voices, but they're not being led by the Holy Spirit. I'll take one more amen.
Amen.
So what are the voices? The voice of Satan. He's not running around with a little pitchfork, with a little red suit on, with a pointed tail. He's not running around, you know, trying to and being coercively evil. Not too long ago, I posted something on Reiki. And as I posted it on Reiki, an actual Satanist came on and said, this is why I go to the Church of Satan. There are people, listen, there are covens, and we have a local coven right here in our area that sometimes, and more probably than we realize, send people actually, they're witches and warlocks, send them to this church. They've already told us they've been here. They come here and they pray against, as we preach, they pray against the anointing. Listen, the devil's real. Whoa, that was good, huh? I said the devil is real. There is a real Satan. There are real demon spirits. I know Americans, they just like to watch them on the movies. But demons are far more than any movie can depict. Demons are real. Satan is real. And he has a voice. And if you don't know the voice of the Holy Spirit, there are many people that are being led by the demonic voices and not the voice of God. The devil will always, in his voice, you can recognize it in this one main factor. If it is opposite of the Bible, it is the voice of the devil. Every voice that you hear, you must parallel it to the scripture. What? Where is this? I must compare it. Does the voice that I'm hearing equal the word of God? I'm not picking on Dr. Fauci, but I am. He's not the voice of God. He's not even the voice of reason. He's not even sure what reason he has. He's confused. Now, I'm not saying that there wasn't a real virus. I'm saying there was a real virus. I'm not saying it didn't kill people. It's still killing people. I'm not saying it's not valid. It is valid. But what they strive to do and the demonic strive to do over this pandemic was capitalize by getting the people of God to listen to the voice of the devil more than they listen to the voice of God's word. Because either the devil or Dr. Fauci is more powerful or Jesus is. Whoop. Last I knew, Dr. Fauci, he had to wipe himself. He starts to put his britches on one leg at a time. Amen. And he still doesn't know what he's talking about. Or he wouldn't be changing, flip-flopping all the time. Say amen. Amen. But some of you, you're more his God. He's more your God than God is. You trust him more than you trust the word of the Lord. That's the voice of the devil. Am I calling Dr. Fauci the devil? No. Because we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. We are in a spiritual warfare, but the devil will use any puppet he can get. The devil's not running around in that way of trying to be demonic and trying to manifest the sacrificing of animals and children on the altar, on the pentagram, the high priest dancing around naked. He's not doing that. I mean, he is, but he's not doing that here. Not doing that in your life. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan, who is the God of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. Now, I'm not just talking sinners. There are a lot of Christians who don't believe. How do we know that? Because Jesus even rebuked his disciples for unbelief. We've got to be believers more than doubters. Say amen. Bible says they're unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand the message about the glory of Jesus Christ, who is extracted in the likeness of God. Satan's voice is one that will always obstruct the voice of the Holy Spirit and obstruct the voice of the Word of God. If what you're reading doesn't align with the Scripture, it is a voice of the Antichrist and not the voice of the Christ. I'm not hearing a lot of amens this morning. I thought we were Pentecostal and we just need to stir things up. The devil will use your cultures. He'll use your habits. Listen now. My uncle was a missionary in northern Quebec with the First Nations and the Cree Indians. And he was shot at twice. Why? All he did was preach the gospel, but they were very clear. Indian law is above God's law. That is a satanic voice. You might not be saying that out loud in your life, but how you live might be the same. All of a sudden, we're hearing another satanic voice. How many genders are there? Gender confusion. I want to help you with the confusion with science. There's two. Science. The devil will get people to say what's right is wrong and wrong is right. Listen, I don't have any problems. I think it's good that people march. I think it's good that people make a stand. But when you start killing folks, say amen. When you start killing folks and you start wrecking cities, that's wrong. Don't call it right. The devil is actively working to switch things up. And the believers, this is the problem. The problem is not the world. They follow the voice of their father into disobedience, Ephesians chapter 2. The problem is that the believers are more believing the devil's gospel than they are God's gospel. They're following the lies rather than following the truth, and they're buying in, and the church is losing, diminishing strength and power, not because God's word is fake, but because people would rather believe another voice than his. I want to remind you that Eve's first sin was not eating of the fruit. Eve's first sin was listening to the voice of the serpent. This is important for us. Because in these last days, the Bible says in the last days, the love of many will wax cold because sin abounds. In the last days, there's going to be coming, according to the Thessalonians, a great apostasy. What is an apostasy? It's those who once were following God are no longer following God. Listen, we're seeing that in the church. I don't believe the apostate are leaving the church. I believe they're staying in churches. In fact, they've overtaken churches. We're in many of these mainline denominations. You can be a homosexual pastor. That is an apostasy.
Well, you know, I think that you're getting personal.
It's in the Bible. If the church doesn't make a stand, nobody will. If the church stops being the salt, it is therefore now no for good but to be trodden under the foot of men. If the light has been put under a bushel, then no one will see which way to go. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. And we must be people that are unabashed and unashamed of the gospel of Christ. And we've got to hear the voice of God and walk in it. Can I hear an amen? Many are far less led by the devil than they are by their own flesh. That is a whole nother voice. You got the voice of the devil and you got the voice of the flesh. If you were got saved later in life, you were probably geared more towards listening to the life of the flesh than you were to the spirit. But if I walk in the spirit, I'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if you don't know the voice of the Holy Spirit, you don't know the word of God, then walking in the flesh is a normal process. It's who you are. You are governed by your intellect, your emotions, and your will. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 21, very clearly, everybody say this is clear. Shout, this is clear. Shout, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out how to identify the voice of the flesh. Here it is. Galatians 5, 16 through 21, I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. The Holy Spirit gives you desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting against each other, so you're not free to carry out your own good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are clear. Sexual immorality, which means you're sleeping with somebody you're not married to. If you're having sex with somebody you're not married to, that means you're committing fornication. And if you're married sleeping with somebody you're not married to, it is called adultery. And if you find yourself in that posture, which many people do, they say to themselves, it's because I love you. Listen, gentlemen, if they're good enough to bed, they're good enough to wed. Say amen or oh my. The only way to become sexually immoral is if you're being led by your flesh. It is not that sexual immorality is the flesh. It is the evidence that you're allowing the flesh's voice to be louder than that of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery. The word sorcery there means pharmacia in the Greek. It means drugs. Somebody recently came up to me and said, well, Pastor, it's legal now to smoke weed in New York State. And since it's legal, is there a problem? Of course. Come on now. If you're led by the Spirit, you know you're not supposed to be smoking weed.
But God made the plant.
Then go smoke a sumac. Yeah, I didn't think you would you? The only reason you're smoking weed is because you want to get high. The Bible says, gird up the loins of your mind. When your mind is not girded by the Holy Ghost, then you're open for demonic activity in your life. That's good preaching.
Well, I use it for medical purposes.
Then take the pill. Oh, you don't want to take the pill either because you want to smoke it and get high. Come on now. Listen, this is amazing to me how stupid the flesh is. And many times how foolish we are that we will buy the voice of the flesh and cast out the voice of the Holy Ghost. There's a way that seems right unto man that leads to death. I'm almost done. Not really. I just Father, forgive me for my life. Hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger.
Well, I can't control my anger.
You're flesh led. Selfish ambitions. Not what God wants for your life, but what you want for your life. Do you know that God will even give you what you want? But it still won't lead you to the joy of the Lord that will be your strength. Dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Oh, listen, you got to hear the Bible. This is not Pastor Spencer, this is the Bible. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living this sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. The flesh is the enemy of God. You cannot listen to the voice of the flesh. It will always lead you to death and destruction. Eve listened. It cost them the garden, and it cost them the covenant of innocence in the garden. I'm here to tell you that God will never give up on you, but why in the world do you want to have to keep starting over? Feelings. Whoa, 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 feelings. Feelings. You can't trust your feelings. Your feelings are of the flesh.
Somebody came up to me once and says, well, I feel the Holy Ghost is telling me to leave my husband and my children and to go on the road as an evangelist.
I said, what? And I said, well, you're listening to a voice, honey, but you're listening to the wrong voice.
You can't tell me I'm not hearing the voice of God.
Yes, I can. I'll open the scriptures for you. The Holy Spirit's voice always aligns with the Word. The Holy Spirit's voice always aligns with the Word. This is why the devil demonically is striving to keep you as dumb as possible with the Word of God. This is why he works so hard to keep you out of rock solid faith. It's why he works so hard to keep you out of church on Sunday.
Well, I'm just a busy person.
Really? You'd rather satisfy your flesh than satisfy your spirit.
Well, I'm watching online.
Like I said, sitting down with a coffee in your hand, still in your pajamas, fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Don't tell me you're afraid of the COVID anymore because you went to the store yesterday. I tried to be nice. I tried. Maybe the flesh came out there. I don't know. We've got to make decisions. Well, I don't feel safe in church. You're a liar. You don't feel safe in church. Come to 7:30 a.m. It's a sanctuary that seats 800 people, and we might have 50 in here. You should see them all spread across. But that's what you got to do. Get to the house of God. Obey God rather than Dr. Fauci. Say amen or oh my. The last voice is the voice of the Holy Spirit, which is the Word of God. Somebody came up to me one time and said, I just want you to prophesy over me, please. Prophesy. I need a word from the Lord. I said, read your Bible, pray every day. God's word is God's word. It is rhema. It is living. It is alive. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing of the soul, flesh, and spirit, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God, Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit, pneuma, life, and zoe, the God kind of life. It's time to get back to the word of God. It's time to get in love with the word of God again. It's time to get an insatiable hunger to get in God's word. Listen, if you're watching more of Fauci than you are of the word,
well, I just like Fox News.
Really? They lie too. It's all pushing the agenda of the Antichrist. Are you a conspiracy theorist? No, I'm a realist. And the real is the word of God.
Well, I'm not sure if I believe the Bible is all true.
Well, that just shows your ignorance. If you start studying apologetics, you will have to be convinced, as Dr. Greenleaf was, one of the founders of Harvard University, as he said, I'm going to disprove the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He went to disprove it, then had to get saved. Listen now, one of the founders of Harvard University had to get saved because he proved the resurrection of Jesus Christ through archaeology, through history, and through the proof text of the scripture. He had to get saved. Stop. Come on now. Stop listening to your flesh. It will kill you. You got to make decisions in your life. Well, Pastor, I'm not really sure if I know how can I identify the voice of the Holy Spirit. John 10:27 says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. John 10:4-5. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Say, simple is intelligent. God has made this so simple that even a child can learn. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. What was that? I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. What was that? The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for, listen to what you're going to say. I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. Bible. Sorry, you got to throw that part in. You want to know the voice of Jesus? Read the word of God. Well, I don't like to read. Well, you know what? There are people that can't read on this planet. They've never been taught how to read on this planet. They wish they could read the Bible. Back when Russia was communist, as we're heading that direction now, as Russia was communist, they extracted the Bible. What they would do is they would tear out pages of the scripture and pass it from one village to the next. You wouldn't have a Bible, you would only have a page. They would memorize the page, and then they would send it to another village. That's the only Bible they had. We are so blessed in America, but yet Americans don't want to read anymore. We don't want to study anymore. We don't want to come to church anymore. We don't want to get into rock solid faith anymore, but we want to know. It don't work that way. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Show me one successful person other than the lottery winner who usually becomes more poor in 5 years than when they began. Show me one businessman or woman or one successful person in your job that didn't have to do a level of study to learn the job. Yet we come to the house of God and figure we're going to get it through osmosis. You got to know the Bible. I said, you got to know the Bible. I said, you got to know the Bible. You'll distinguish the voice of the flesh. You'll distinguish the voice of the demonic by knowing the Bible, because my sheep know my voice. And he wrote his voice so clearly on pages. Say amen.
Listen now, another part of that is if you don't listen, you won't hear. So many believers don't listen. I started doing something. I'm a very busy person. I'm one of those kind of guys that when I start, my day is running hard. And so even my prayer time becomes a battle. So when I go up to the man cave, the battle is on. There's a battle going on. And if you're going to win. So you know what I got to do when I start that battle? I have to sing. Now, I know I scared my dog when I had her. The neighbors are far enough away. Glory to God. But the frogs stop chirping. Glory to Jesus. And I sing in that room, and I sing loud. I close the door so I don't wake my wife up. And I sing in that room, and I give God glory. And that was the only way to arrest my mind. But I started doing something. The bishop taught me something. And he said this. He says, before I get out of bed in the morning, I spend about 40 minutes to 45 minutes just laying in bed and asking the Holy Spirit before my feet hit the floor what he wants to talk to me about. What he wants. So I started doing that. And before my mind can get crazy busy, I'm immediately tuning into the voice of the Holy Spirit. Spirit of God, what do you want to say to me? Spirit of God, what do you want to say? What do you want to speak to me? Spirit of God, what do you want to say in my life? Spirit of God, what's the direction you want to take for me today? And I'll start listening to him. Now my life is not cluttered. My life is not busy because the moment my life hits the floor, I become the servant of my most high wife. I mean, my wife. I run up and get her coffee, and I get her, bread with cinnamon on it. She complained this morning. Now, I just want you to know, I don't want to say nothing aloud, but, you know, she complained there was too much butter on the bagel this morning.
I didn't say anything. You just saw me not eat it.
And you said, I saw her not eat it, and I says, you're not eating your bagel. She goes, a lot of butter, a lot of butter. But that's okay. I'm not offended. I'm never bringing you breakfast again. No. You ever been around people when you go out to eat with them, you don't have to say anything? You go like this. Your spouse. I was with somebody down just recently. I'd never met him before. It was actually down at the conference. I'd never met him before. And I still have never met him. I don't know his name. Because I never had a chance to ask him his name. He talked to me for 45 minutes. The only reason he knows my name is because, most people down there know who I am. That's the only way he knew my name. Other than that, he wouldn't have known my name. He never listened to me. You've been around those people, they never listen to you. You really don't have a relationship with them, they just talk. They don't care about what you're going through. They just want to share what they're thinking. Man, that's not a relationship. And God wants a relationship with you. You got to listen to him. Maybe you can start this practice. Maybe before you jump out of bed for 10 minutes, just start asking him what he wants from you. Ask him what he wants to share with you. Asking him what he has for you. Listen, start talking to him. If you never listen to the Holy Spirit, you'll never hear the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11, there is so much more I would like to say to you, but it is difficult to explain, especially since you are spiritually dull and don't seem to listen. Do you ever talk to somebody? Successful business people, I love hanging around. I'll tell you why. Because they don't usually give their opinion unless you ask their opinion. And when you ask their opinion, they share their opinion, but give a flying leap whether you listen to them or not. But after a while, if you never listen to anything they say, they stop talking. Here, we've got to listen to the one who knows our end from our beginning. Say amen. We've got to listen to the one who speaks to us and directs us. And he expects us. Listen, God expects us to obey him. Say amen.
Amen.
You got to listen. How does the Holy Spirit speak to us? I'm going to get very practical and I'm going to go quickly. Because I've way gone past my time. It is 12:30 already.
hear the voice of God? Number one, the audible voice of God. Moses heard the audible voice of God. We know that when Jesus was baptized, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased," the audible voice of God could be heard by all the people that were there. That was nice. But God doesn't usually move in the audible voice of God. Now, my uncle, Uncle Howard, who's been in the ministry over 60 years, he's a bishop in the Church of God Church, and he was called into ministry by the audible voice of God, and he asked God never to do it again. Amen. So some of you will hear the audible voice of God, and that's good, but the majority of us are not going to go like this. Because if the thundering voice of heaven does open up, you're going to pee yourself. So most of the time, God speaks to us through a whisper. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11 and 12. And he said, "Go out, stand in the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by. And a great strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks into pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after an earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." Many times, when you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, it is that inner voice that's inside. Some of you say, "Well, that's my subconscious." No, that's the Holy Ghost. Where does he abide? He abides in your spirit, man. Where's your spirit, man? Inside of you. In your belly. Amen. You got big, yes. Amen. He said, "I have a big spirit, man." Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit speaks out of your belly. And many times it's that simple direction where you'll hear a voice and you're saying to yourself, "I'm not smart enough for that." Sometimes when I'm preaching, I'll come out of the preach and I'll go, "Whoa, that's weird." Last, when I was prophesying over a buddy last week, I looked up, I was just panning, and when I panned up, I saw myself on the screen, and I went, I scared myself for a second. Not that I'm not cute, but I scared myself for a second. And I had to come back. The whisper of the Holy Spirit is that voice that's inside of your spiritual man that is just, he's saying, usually it's always the word of God, that direction of the Holy Spirit. "Go down this road, go do this, go do this, go do this, don't go there." You'll feel that, "I've got that nasty feeling." And that's the Holy Spirit saying, "Don't do that, don't go there, don't go over there, don't open that book, don't open that web page." Don't go in that building. Don't pick up that beer. Huh? Put down the weed. You haven't heard that one? No. Put down the weed. It's important that we are led by him. And most of the time, it's that internal Holy Spirit speaking to us. Another one is called the prompting, where you just sense. You ever go through the grocery store and they have all that candy, and you just feel like drawn to the candy? And Three Musketeers bars goes, "I look beautiful, I look beautiful, I look beautiful. Eat me, eat me, eat me, eat me." And you don't even like Three Musketeers bars, but you buy one. That's that prompting of the Holy Spirit. "I just feel like I got to do this." And then there's a nudging of the Holy Spirit where you try to ignore him, but he starts nagging you. You can't shake it. You can't put it aside. Be quiet. Or you try, that can't be God. Well, you know this. And you try to push it away. But it's that nudging. That's the nudging of the Holy Spirit that God wants to speak to you through. Another one is conviction. Man, don't turn down conviction. Conviction is your friend. Another is prophetic through visions and dreams. And God is going to speak to you through visions and dreams. The most prominent one is the word of God, the written or the preached. How will they know unless someone is sent? This is why skipping church is foolish. It's foolish because I'm not going to a book. You know there is a book, right? There is a book I can buy. It has 52 sermons in it. They make it every year. And in that book, it tells you what to preach every single week. It tells you everything about the sermon.
So there are preachers all across the nation who get on, BibleIllustrated.com. They get on BibleSermons.com. They get that little black book and they preach out of the book. Listen, baby, I'm not preaching out of no book. I'm going to hear from God or I'm not going to stand behind the pulpit. It is God's voice that you got to hear, not my voice. It's not my opinion that matters. It's God's word that matters. It's the direction of the Holy Ghost that he wants to take us in that matters. And you can't do that out of the book. You got to get that out of your spirit where the Holy Ghost abides. And man, I want you to know that the preached word of God is powerful because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. By the word of God. The greatest way to know God's will and God's voice is to know his word. How do I hear, Pastor? Very simple. You got to withdraw yourself from distractions. Some of you are so busy, you destroy your own walk with the Lord. You know what? You can be a locomotive and never see the switching of the track. And crash your train and burn in seconds. You know, there are people, especially it was during the Great Depression. There were more millionaires made during that time, but there were many millionaires became broke during that time. They didn't listen. If you're Holy Ghost filled, God will even direct you in your finances. He'll make you successful in all areas of your life. Put it in here. Take it out here. I want to prosper you there. We've got to learn how to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. But you can't listen if your life is so busy. Get quiet before God. Listen, if you have a doctor's appointment, I guarantee you're usually sitting in that doctor's appointment at least 15, 20 minutes early, and you have to wait at least 35 to 50 minutes late. But you won't make an appointment with God every single day. You're too busy. Praise and worship opens your heart. It's your spiritual antenna. Pray. Talk to him and ask him what he wants. Jesus said, I only do what he tells me to do. The only way Jesus could do that was he listened. I'll only go where the Father told me to go. He only knows that by listening. Jesus went many times up into a mountain, spent time with God alone. My question to us is this. Which voice are you hearing? Who's the stronger voice in your life? That whatever is strongest is the direction your life will take. I don't know about you. I didn't become a Christian just to go to heaven. That is a really good cherry on top. But I got saved because I wanted to know God. And God has a great promise for us. He wants to bless you abundantly above all you could even ask or imagine. But he can't do that if you're directing your own life. I walk in the Spirit. I'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Not that you're not going to get tempted. There's no temptation that's abnormal. But whoever's voice is loudest in your life is the quickest you cave to. The devil's going to work awful hard for your life. Why? He hates you. The flesh hates God. Romans 8. The flesh is the enemy of God. You can't live like the devil and expect to get God's blessings. You got to live for God. And in these last days, you're going to find that the church is going to rise. There are many that will leave churches and have to go to churches that are nominal or are already apostate. Where the Spirit of God is no longer allowed to move in power, no longer allowed to move in directness. There's so many churches now that don't want to offend you. I want to offend you into heaven. If we need a whooping, we need a whooping. Can I hear an amen? If we need God to soothe us, he wants to soothe us. Can I hear an amen? But the Holy Ghost is the one that does that, not anybody else. Will you be led by the Holy Spirit? Or are you led by the flesh or led by the devil? Nobody decides that but you. It's not your wife, not your husband, not your mama, not your daddy, not your uncle, not your aunt, not the preacher. You choose that. If you had to look at your life this last week, you don't mind a little introspection, do you? Bow your heads with me real quick. Look at your life this week. Do you realize a whole week, 1,440 minutes per day are gone that you'll never, ever retrieve again. My question is, if we each evaluated our own lives, who would we say was most in control? What voice did we listen to the loudest? Who did we yield to the most? Or were you so busy you didn't even hear any voices? You were just prompted by your flesh and you obeyed it. Prompted by the demonic and you lined up with it. Prompted by God and said, that's too uncomfortable, I'm not doing that. Who ruled your life last week? Who did you listen to last week? And I got news for you, you can't change that. But you can change this week. Whether you're a person that is a stay-at-home mom, whether you're a single parent, whether you're a successful businessman or woman, whether you work in an office building, whether you're a pastor, we all have to make a decision. Whose voice will I listen to? And who will I obey? If you choose the right way, the blessings of God will chase you down and trip you up. The blessings of God will be prominent in your life because God always blesses those who are directed by Him. Father, I speak over your house. God, I pray for wisdom. We need wisdom, Holy Ghost. Teach us. Spirit of God, we allow ourselves to be taught. We lay ourselves on the altar of God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. And we declare, Spirit of God, teach us. We want to walk in the Spirit, not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We want to be your church of the last days. We want to be your church of power. We want to be your church of authority. We want to do your mighty works on this planet. Jesus, we submit our lives to you in Jesus' name. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, you don't know Christ, you're right now not sure if you go to heaven or not, if you die, or if there's a sin between you and Jesus that you know will damn you to hell if you die with it today, and you want to get right with God, I want you to slide your hand up right now. I'm not going to wait long. I'm late. Thank you, sir. Anyone else this morning? I'm not going to wait long. Come on, get your hand up. 5, 4, 3, 2. Thank you, sir. Last call, last call, last call, and one. Let's stand to our feet. Was that all right? I know it was long, but many people, you know, they used to pay $1,000 a day to listen to someone talk to them about how to be rich. I just did it in an hour. How to be rich. You want to get rich? Know God. For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And what will a man give in exchange for his soul? If you raise your hand for salvation right after we dismiss, Mindy's right up here. I want you to make your way out of your chair. We have a Bible for you. Please don't run out the door. We want to make sure you're settled, set, and not just start this race, but finish this race. If you're online, dial 97000. Type, I am saved. Someone's going to reach out to you right now. We want you to know today, as the body of Christ, we love you. We're excited for you. Man, make sure you celebrate your moms if they're alive. If not, find a spiritual ma and celebrate them. Amen. Enjoy your day and love Jesus with all of your heart. Have an awesome day in Christ. Amen. Don't forget, if you're fresh or maybe have never made a connection, the connection room's right on the other side of that door. We'd love to have you on that side.
Something happens when I call your name. Something happens when I call your name. Something happens when I call your name. Mountains move. Mountains.